This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 14th. An attempted good deed turned tragic Saturday at Lake Tabor. Ernest Lee Chavis, age 62, was attempting to retrieve a beach ball when he drowned off the Linwood Norris Road in a swimming area. His body was recovered by a joint effort from first responders around 6:30 p.m. A Clarkton man was killed Sunday when his motorcycle crashed into an SUV. Raquan Davis was traveling north when Delina Jessup of Elizabethtown attempted to turn left on a U.S. 701 business. Davis was driving at a high rate of speed, according to the Highway Patrol. Jessup was transported to New Hanover Regional. More animal cruelty charges have been filed against a Hallsboro woman. Deborah Dahl, age 70, is being held under a $25,000 secured bond, facing 93 counts of animal cruelty. The most recent charges came from the seizure of two Highland cows and two donkeys. 14 rabbits and dozens of dogs, ranging from Shih Tzus to King Corsos, had already been seized. A Wyvil woman faces 30 charges, ranging from drugs to child abuse and traffic offenses, and she's also wanted in South Carolina. Quishima Reeves, age 27, had three small children in the car with her when she allegedly fled from deputies on Swamp Fox Highway. Reeves reportedly had cocaine, methamphetamines, opiates, marijuana, and MDMA in the vehicle. She was also wanted as a fugitive. You can find more on this story on our website. The National Weather Service gives the 2025 hurricane season a 60% chance of being above normal this summer. The odds are staying about the same or higher during the peak time of September. Forecasters expect 13 to 19 named storms, 6 to 10 of which will be hurricanes, and 3 to 5 major hurricanes. The last Category 3 storm to hit our area was Hurricane Fran in 1996. Officials urge vigilance because even a lower-end storm like Matthew or Florence can have devastating impacts. Federal and state officials are working to regulate foreign-owned land in North Carolina, in addition to laws passed last year by the General Assembly to protect farmland and agribusiness from being owned by foreign interests, as well as securing property around military bases. President Donald Trump has asked for new rules to protect the nation's food supply. The USDA says businesses based in Canada, China, Denmark, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Panama and the United Kingdom own a total of 168,000 acres here in Columbus County. That's roughly 27.6% of the total agricultural land area. Now, many of those holdings here are in timber. County water customers have a new payment system to pay by phone. Call 877-776-3703. You can also go to edmondsgovpay.com/Columbus County. For more information, call 910-642-5237. Columbus County Animal Protective Services will be bringing the community and animals together at the shelter this weekend for Paws, Music, and Moonlight. That starts at 7 o'clock Saturday evening. There'll be live music, local vendors, food, plenty of furry friends up for adoption, and just a real good time. Now, there's still room for food trucks and vendors at the event. Anyone interested in donating decorations is asked to call 910-641-3945, or you can send an email to animal.services@columbussheriff.com. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.